From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. 20 years ago this week, this mega movie roared into theaters. Jurassic Park. The 1993 film brought dinosaurs to life in a way that had never been done before.
Yep, that's one scary Tyrannosaurus.
I think I was 13 when that movie came out, so it has played a big part of my childhood and my life.
That's Michael Darr. He writes for LiveScience.com. As a fan, he wrote an article comparing what we know of dinosaurs today with the science featured in that movie 2 decades ago.
Let's take the movie version of T-Rex.
Well, we clocked the T-Rex at 32 miles an hour.
You said you've got a T-Rex?
Uh-huh. Say again. We have a T-Rex.
In the movie, the T-Rex chased after cars and ate people, but Darr says not so.
So T-Rex in the film is portrayed as this hunter who goes after big prey, but the evidence shows that the T-Rex operated more like a scavenger, so he would have looked for prey that was already dead. He wouldn't have run very fast.
More recent science suggests dinosaurs would also have looked quite different. They were more colorful and...
It's probable that if you were actually to go back in time and look at a T-Rex, it would be, you know, maybe kind of cute. It would have a lot of plumage and feathers.
Cute? Bright plumage and feathers? What?
So maybe they would have been less of that and more of this.
And now, a poem by Big Bird. That's me.
T-Rex was more like a big bird, according to Michael Darr at Live Science. But could that work in a dinosaur movie?
I guess you can make anything scary. Big Bird with teeth might be a little frightening as well.
I don't know, Audie. Big Bird's definitely not as scary.